Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode. So I've been, today's Sunday, haven't been working at all because it's a day of resting up and catching up, and I had a good workout yesterday, so my muscles are begging me for a break. But going back and forth with my sales manager today, just over text, because he's excited, leads are coming in, which is pretty cool. But I wanted to talk about attribution and sourcing, where leads actually stem from. It's probably one of the biggest art and science things in the marketing world, when it comes to marketing funnels and where people come in. And not to just have a black and white clear cut, this is where the lead came in, this is where they heard about us mindset, because you don't always have a perfect thing. Pretend you saw an ad and you heard it on the radio, now you go to the website, you fill out a form, now you get an email, and then you buy something from an email. In the marketing world, which of those channels gets credit? The radio ad, the website, or the email is the thing that caused you to buy? In reality, it was all three. The radio ad got you onto the website. The website's gonna think that you were just bouncing around the internet looking for the product, but then the email's gonna say, well, we have awesome email campaigns. Of course, whoever wrote this email deserves a raise. Well, all three get credit at the end of it. I'm putting the lawnmower back into the garage quick. Should be all squared away. And so, that's just one example. And throughout my career, specifically like with Sleep Number was one example. People experience your brand like three or four different areas, usually before they hit the buy button. And so at the end of the day, marketing wants to give credit to one of those channels as to who gets the attribution. Where do you attribute the sale channel coming from? And at the end of the day, like there's no good answer. Different ways have different weights. But the best thing you can do is you can track your spend across all the avenues. And when you increase the spend or change a campaign on one, then whatever your historical is, it changes. So if you spend $10 on radio, $10 on email, $10 on websites, then you have a sale, like a $100 sale. Okay, that's our norm. But what if you bump up your radio advertising? $100 on radio, $10 on email, $10 on website, and now your sales drop to like $80. Like, okay, well, maybe more radio is a bad idea. So if you go back to 10 on radio, 10 on email, 100 on the website, and now your sales go up to like $300. Okay, now you can start playing around statistically, which of those channels is, what is the optimal amount of revenue or spend per channel to get the whole thing. The reason I bring this all up is historically, there's been a little bit of spend across a few channels at the studio, and we've been ramping up the spend on Facebook ads. Well, all of a sudden, magically, our website leads have quadrupled. We're used to getting one a day, maybe every other day, and now we're getting like four of the website leads a day. And our Facebook ads went from like zero a day to like 70 a day. And so even though people are clicking on the ad and they're now coming to the, they're now like seeing the ad like, oh, okay, I don't want to give up my phone number here. But then they go to our website and now they're like, oh, I'll give my phone number on the website. Trying to communicate, yeah, I'm not doing anything on Google or other channels, but Facebook should get attribution because it's generating leads from a different area. And so at the end of the day, track your all of your spend across all of your channels, because you never really know where your leads are truly coming from unless you're able to determine when you increase, in our case, our Google ad spend, and we increase our Facebook ad spend, how does that trickle down to the other channels? And so right now, like, our Facebook ad numbers are bad. Like, they're like $25 a lead, not where I want them to be, and like $150 to $200 a sale, which is almost where I want it to be. But our other forms of traffic are all up, even though those have not changed. And so at the end of the day, yeah, our Facebook strategy is working, but you have to read between the numbers, not just what the reporting of those platforms tell you. That's it for the day. It's called marketing and attribution. I'm not an expert on it by any means, but good enough to do marketing for a couple big companies and for my business as well. Hit me up or talk to others if you want help with your marketing, your attribution, and how to really determine where you should increase your spend and make or take your spending to the moon. Thank you much. Talk to you soon. Let's rock and roll. This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.